You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. Hello there. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly, Ray Parler.
How are you doing, Al? Yeah, good week this week.
Jack, you might as well move in with me.
I'll tell you what, I'll see you.
It's a joke, isn't it?
I'll see you more your wife now.
I tell you, you'll be getting bad habits.
No, I'm definitely getting bad habits.
Let's look back. Let's kick off with Leicester West Ham. So much has happened with Vardy, with the referee, John Moss, with a penalty that Andy Carroll says he evened up. Yeah. So both in trouble, Vardy and Andy Carroll. But were West Ham, were they robbed, Ray? Because I'm looking at this top four finish.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was never a penalty, Carroll. There was probably two or three penalties before that, which the referee didn't give. But he gave that one, ended up 2-2. And it was a game that Leicester look back at it and say, what a result. I mean, that point could win them the league. Yeah. That is such an important point, being at home. West Ham will feel robbed because they're going for top four. And that was a big 3 points for West Ham.
Was it now 16 Premier League games unbeaten at home, West Ham? Something like that.
Well, West Ham have been superb. I mean, Leicester is a team, though. You know, they're flying. The crowd are very important for them. And this weekend will be exactly the same, Al. And look, Jamie Vardy, he did go into... I thought he did push his body into
he
it.
Did.
He went down too easy.
Great respect to Roy Hodgson. He's heading to Specsavers, he is.
But the first booking wasn't a booking, I thought. I don't think he touched him the first one, but on a booking.
The Andy Carroll situation on the edge of the box or in the box, I've had more contact like that trying to get around.
Well, that was amazing. That was amazing.
It's a joke. Absolute joke,
well,
that was.
The ref had a Western Super, as we call it. He didn't have the best of games. And, you know, it's a game that Leicester will be delighted with. Getting a point, a very important point as well, going towards the end of the season. They're nearly there. Showed a lot of character again.
Swansea are on the beach already. They've got
That's the problem
down.
You have. I mean, I know they're missing Jamie Vardy this weekend. Ajoa should come in up front. Okoseki, but they've got that still base of midfielders. And Mahrez needs to step up this weekend, probably. He's been amazing this year. I mean, 16 goals, Mahrez, from an attacking midfielder. And I think it's 8 assists as well. So what a season he's having. So he needs to really perform this weekend. But I think the crowd will get him over the line. I really do. They've got two home games now against, obviously, Swansea the weekend. And then Everton. Now, you look at them games, what do they need? They need 7 points? That puts them on 80. Yeah. So I'm looking at them two games as a must win. Everton at home, and Everton, like, they've gone absolutely
chaos
gone.
At the moment.
Absolute chaos. So that's perfect for Leicester. And Swansea, as you rightly say, they're on the beach. So that's 6 points, and then all they've got to do is try and get a draw against your Chelsea.
And that's with Tottenham, haven't they, win every game?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've got a massive game on Monday night as well, so against Chelsea. So, you know, it's all to play for. But Leicester, in the driving seat at the moment, has just got to get over the line now. And it would be remarkable if they can do it.
By the way, Spurs at Stoke were impressive, weren't they?
Absolutely.
There's a
brilliant
bit of steel about this Tottenham side now.
Absolutely. And I was really impressed with Tottenham. The way they attacked, the midfield is so strong. We talk about Harry Kane. I know Alderweireld is definitely been a team of the year as well. He's had a magnificent season. Vertonghen was alongside him. The fullbacks bomb on. Dyer does a great job. Because what they do really well, Spurs, is when the fullbacks bomb on, both fullbacks bomb on, Dyer just sits in to the back three. And they play like a three and two wing-backs. And then when they win the ball back, Dyer goes back into midfield. And
I can see England in that as well. Maybe Stones.
It really works.
Smalling with Dyer in front.
Absolutely. And I think
Dyer's... And then two full-backs, Rose and Thingamajig, what's his name, Kyle, get them bombing.
And that could have been 7-0. It could have been 7. You know, Ericsson with that chance in, and Dele Alli in the post with open goal. He was magnificent, though, Dele Alli. The way he plays, and he's like a Rolls Royce, isn't he? He's a great midfielder. The first season in the Premier League, it's amazing to see how he's really developed and scoring goals, assists. He's got so much awareness as a midfielder. So, look, I'm looking at Spurs' team, and 4 or 5 of them could be in the England team starting in that first game. So brilliant, brilliant performance from Spurs. They've just got hope now. There's a mistake from Leicester. This is good for them, really, with Jamie Vardy being out, because he's their main man. He's the one who runs in behind, and that little bit of pace. So Joe is a totally different player. He'd be one holding it up a lot more and hoping the midfield can join in. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting game against Swansea. They've got to win that game. But Swansea, you know, they might go there and say, let's have a go, let's try and spoil the party.
No, they might do. So, top and bottom's fascinating. The bottom, you know, you Sunderland, Big Sam, you know, he goes to Carrow Road and we think, oh, if Norwich win it, they could be out of trouble.
I think, I'm sure we had a bottle of bubbly on that last week, didn't we? I'm sure we did.
Rubbish.
Wait a minute. Oh, you said Norwich. I said Sunderland.
Rubbish. You make things up.
I'm still waiting for me bottle of bubbly. I fancied him big time.
What about a nice glass of wine?
I fancied him big time last week. I just thought that the why they've been playing, they're showing a lot of signs of, I think, Carrow Road. The only problem is when you're playing at home, when you're in a relegation fight, is the crowd get nervous as well. And you can sense it as a player. So I think the first goal was always very important in that game. Once Sunderland got it, you could sense the nervousness around the stadium.
A bit like down that, Carrow Road, you know.
And I said, Jermaine Defoe.
It's this time of year, you know, there could be a frost and the carrot, you know, carrot picking and stuff. But it's not that, it's the football. So they do, they're a nervous crowd.
Well, I mean, once Jermaine Defoe got that second, and it was all over, wasn't it? And great performance.
And then
Sunderland.
Newcastle, they had to respond.
Well, they showed a real sign of... Rafa Benitez is certainly getting the best out of the team now because they've shown a lot of signs of character and really togetherness and getting stuck in. That's what I like to see now. The Man City game, Al. I mean, some of the challenges they won. Man City looked like, whoa, I didn't expect this from a struggling Newcastle side. And the crowd really responded as well. Once they started making a few tackles. So in the end, that was a good point. I thought Man City was there for the taking. I thought they should have really gone for it the last 15 minutes and maybe tried to get that winner. And that could have been a massive
offside as well, eh? That's a killer. Someone said it could be a £60 million bad decision.
I can't see that because there's 33 games and you can't just blame one decision why you go down. It's the 33 games before that. And maybe they look back at it now, the ball, and say, we should have made a quicker decision. Quicker decision with Steve McLaren. Got to get him out. Rafa Benitez, give him a bit more time. And they would have been saved because what I've seen in the last few games, it's been brilliant. And the players are showing that passion and they're showing that desire now. And obviously got a massive game, 4 games coming up now from Newcastle. Can they do it? We'll have to wait and see. But a big, big game now against Liverpool the weekend away. Anfield was rocking against Everton and I'm sure they're on...
I think Liverpool are going to finish... I'm struggling to see them drop a point.
Yeah, they're looking really good. Chelsea at home, they've got Newcastle obviously the weekend, couple of away games. I can't think who the away games are, but they're looking so strong. They've got the Europa League.
See, Klopp's making the right decisions, isn't he? Daniel, I'm sorry, you're on the bench. He's got the hump. Origi's coming in and scoring goals.
Whoa. Sturridge come off the bench and scored a goal. So that's exactly what you want. If you're a manager, did you see him last night though on the bench? He was a classic. Every time, I think Lucas had a shot from 25 yards and he miskicked it. He started laughing. The manager, you know, he's the
breath of fresh air.
He's been brilliant. I mean, even the coaches behind him, they're panned on Klopp, and they were like, I didn't know what to do. Whether he's going to laugh with him or just be serious. But he's been brilliant. I think the fans are really excited about next season. Look, there's still a long way to go this season. If they can get the Europa League final, what amazing
what about when Arsenal finish out the top four this year? What about Mr. Wenger?
Well, they won't finish out top four.
You didn't see that one coming, did he?
It's a big game this weekend, but they are closing in. The people behind, the teams behind, Liverpool, the Manchester United, the West Ham, they're closing in. They want another mistake. Awful result against the Palace. You know, they should be winning that game. They've got to win them games at home. And just showing that urgency. You talk about teams maybe on the beach. I'm looking at Arsenal. They've got still a lot to play for. They've got to make sure,
I think they're going to miss out.
They're going to maintain. I think it's a massive game this weekend. Sunderland away.
We'll have a bottle of bubbly on that.
Okay, I'll have Arsenal.
Right? Arsenal in the top
so
four.
So I might have two bottles of bubbly. This would be...
this is even Stevens.
I'll have to get a bigger wine cellar. But with Al at the moment, where it's going.
No.
I'm sure we had something else as well. I'm sure I had Rangers and he had Celtic. Is that another one?
Yeah, but I doubled up with Hibs last night.
What? Who said that? Anyway, but big game for Arsenal this weekend. They need to respond to that. And the big players have got to turn up for Sunderland. Because if two or three don't turn up, Sunderland will beat them. Simple as that. Because Sunderland, after that 3-0 win, they'll be raring to go. Mm. And Sam will say, look, let's get stuck in. Like Newcastle did against Man City, let's make sure we win that first tackle and let's see what they're made of. And if Arsenal do stand up and be, you know, a little bit of the performance against Everton, if they can play like they did against Everton away.
Or Tottenham.
Or West Ham before they conceded.
Don't 10 men?
Yeah. So, you know, they've got to perform like that. They've got to battle at the weekend. And some, you know, you can have all these great players in your side, but you've got to battle first, win the right to play, and then Arsenal should win the game.
He's defiant, Wenger, isn't he?
He'll be there next year. The big decisions he's got to make now, who's available this summer? This summer's transfer market is going to be unbelievable. I mean, you look at the managers coming in, Pep Guardiola, what would he change? Klopp, he's going to bring a few more in. Manchester United, always going by players. Chelsea, he needs to get rid of four.
I was hearing Jose notes, I know at Man United.
Well, I think Van Gaal will be there next year. I think they've got a lot of pre-season tours being organised, and Van Gaal's included in everything. So I just think that he will be there. I really think that AC's contract's out.
Well, let's talk about the semi-finals, because Manchester United have got to be the favourites to win the cup, and certainly favourites to beat Everton on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Everton. I don't know what to say about Everton. You can't go play in a Merseyside derby and perform like that. I mean, some of the defending, we've said it all year round, the defending, I don't know what they're doing. The second goal, Sacco's second goal, very simple. Milner to the byline, little dink to the back post. Where's all the defenders? Sacco's there on his own, 3 yards out. Free header.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Everton fans must be
The region. Emails, texts, phone calls. They're going crazy.
If they lose this game and get thumped by Manchester United, which they could, I mean, but they're coming off a 2-0 win against Palace. They're very strong at the back. I think Smalling's fit as well. He could be back in the side. If they get thumped by Manchester United at Wembley, I think that's it for Martinez. I think they've got to make a decision there and then. So, right, we've got to get a manager. I know there's only 3 or 4 games left, or let's say leave it to the end.
Well, I thought Mike Parry this morning is a big Evertonian, isn't he? And he was walking at Beachy Head. I went, what?
It's how you lose the game. And sometimes you can always hold your hands up and say, look, this team were superb last night. But Everton players, how many players could walk off that pitch and say, I've done enough last night?
Martinez under big pressure. And if the players don't want to play for him, they've got to look at the Goodison faithful who have turned up at Anfield, probably, 4,000 of them? They've got to look at them and say, I'm playing for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And they go up and down the country, these supporters, and it's going to be a weird atmosphere probably at the weekend. Look, Everton fans get right behind the team, but they'll be waiting for something to go wrong. If Manchester United get the first goal, you can just sense something's going to go wrong in the crowd.
And we don't know if Stones is going to play. Stomach cramp. Bartley came off. He's got the hump. He will play.
Funes Mori's suspended now. Obviously, straight red. That was a bad tackle. Definitely a red card. I thought the ref done all right last night. I thought the ref played really... After the Moss situation at West Ham, Leicester, I thought the ref, in a Merseyside derby, handled it really well.
We shouldn't forget the other semi-final Sunday. Here's one. Palace against Watford. The Watford manager's now under pressure. The top of him being booted out.
I'm amazed with that because surely when they come up from the Championship last year, their main objective was to stay in the Premier League, which he's done. You know, that is the main job for Bournemouth, for Norwich.
Kiki Flores, as old Porky calls him, Kish Flores.
Kishi. Anyway, so look, they're in a semi-final of the FA Cup. They're safe this season. Maybe, look, they have dropped away from the Premier League, and sometimes they go by results, these chairmen and the owners and whatever, but they still have a great season. Now they've got to build on that. They've got to build on that next season, maybe bring a few more players in and get a little bit more quality, because at times, Igalo started so well, Edini, but they just dropped off now. He can't score a goal now, Igalo, so that would be the worrying sign for Watford. Going into this game, Palace.
Slight favourites, right?
This is a hard one to call. I've got Man United to win against Everton, but I'm going to go with Palace. I just think I don't know why, but it's a situation where I think they might go into the game. Alan Pardew, with the players they've got, Bolasie, Zaha, might have that a little bit more quality than Watford. I mean, Igalo and Deeney, they've got to turn up. The midfield are always very strong. Kapoue, Watson for Watford. But I just think they might have that little bit more pace going forward, Palace, and that could be the difference in that semi-final.
Yeah, now Scotland as well. Celtic Rangers, we said it'd be tight, didn't we? We said it'd be tight.
I wonder what the bookmakers are saying now, because before they played...
Celtic were odds on, weren't they, to win the SPL?
1-8 out, and Rangers were 8-1. So I don't know if that's changed now. Maybe it's gone down to 5-1. 1-5, 1-5-1. Look, it's all on a new manager, isn't it, next season. You know what it's like. We knew he wasn't going to stay. Yeah. He's not good enough, probably.
And at least they've accepted it now. There will be. Who's going to be the new manager?
Neil Lennon.
I've no doubt that Warburton's doing a great job for the Gers.
Mm.
David Moyes' favourite, Roy Keane. I can't see Roy Keane.
No, I can see Neil Lennon.
I swear, listen, Roy was a great footballer. He's too moody, won't listen to anyone, so Charlie Nicholas wants Roy in. I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
Lennon, Do you go back? The fans still love Neil Lennon. They love him.
Yeah.
So Davy Moyes, Lennon, or who else?
Do you think Davy Moyes is waiting for that Premier League job, though?
Yes, I do.
I think he is as well. I think he's bided his time, see what's going to happen during the summer. There's always changes along the way. Someone will move somewhere else and it trigger managers, merry-go-round.
We were talking about going back. I think Brendan's had chats with Swansea again.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised with that. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Once you're a manager, I think Sam Allardyce was the prime example. You know, when you have a little rest, I'm really looking forward to this 3 months out now after leaving your job. But you want to get back in as quick as you can. You miss it. You miss the day-to-day with the lads. And I think Brendan will be exactly the same as that. And Sam, you see what he's got back into. Tough job at Sunderland, but he loves the buzz of it. And I think the managers, and I think Brendan will be the same. I think David Moyes will be the same. He's missing it. Lil Lennon's only just been out of a job, so he'll be looking forward to get back in. And I think Celtic will be perfect for him again.
Well, I do. I do. But our producer, he's a Northern Ireland fan, isn't he? And then Michael O'Neill, the Northern Ireland manager, has mentioned, he's shaking his head.
But he's signed a big contract.
Michael would walk across the Irish Sea to manage Celtic.
No, he's at Northern Ireland, surely.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, another bottle of bubbly. There we go. That's four. That's a crate soon. I'll be having a crate off him. But no, I think Michael O'Neill, he'd be looking forward to the European Championships. And I think he's got a good young team now. I think he's going to push them forward. And obviously they rewarded him with a new contract, which he certainly deserves. But, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
What about England-Wales as well? Because everyone's talking about England doing semi-final, maybe a final. We spoke to Rushy the other morning. Rushy was like, no, we can't wait. He's part of it.
It's all on Ramsey and Bale, isn't it? I mean, if you stop them two. I know look, they're an efficient team and they're strong and, you know, don't concede too many goals. But if you just can stop them, it's a little bit like, I suppose, when Real Madrid play Man City. If you stop Ronaldo, Bale, Benzema, you got half a chance. I mean, you ain't going to get many goals from midfield, are you? I know Modric scored last night, but you ain't going to get many goals. It's just them front three. And for me, it's Ramsey or Bell. So if they can stop them. But England, look, they're going to miss France and Germany. That's the good thing about England. If they can get to the semi-final, that could be a France-Germany semi-final and England could play Spain. So you'd rather play Spain, I would, rather than Germany or France. I think France are the favourites for it. But that's going to be a cracking game. I'm lucky enough to go there. I don't know if you're going to be out there.
I will be there, France. Yes. I'll be in Paris.
I will be socialising the night before with all the English fans and then I'm going to go and watch the game.
But running battles down in Marseille.
Looking forward to that one. Absolutely brilliant.
I must admit, I am looking forward to it as well. I'm going to be in Paris for at least three of the weeks, so I'm looking forward
to
that.
And guess where I am this weekend, Al?
You are at the Villa.
I'm going Aston Villa v Southampton, and the good thing about that is there won't be a lot of traffic because I can't imagine there being a lot of people there.
But what about Bernstein chucking it and Mervyn King chucking it?
I was reading
that's
the polls.
Shocking because they're good people.
Well, they're in arguments already with Lerner. I mean, he's just got to get out of it. Look,
Tommy might sell $50 million.
Well, I think
you could buy it for that.
If I keep winning champagne, I might buy it off you. I think it's a situation where he just needs to get out of it. He's not a football man. He's looked at all the scenario with football clubs and how much you can make, maybe. Maybe he looked at the Arsenal model, Conquier, and he thought Aston Villa could be the same, but it's gone completely wrong. So sometimes you've got to cut your losses.
Remy Gard, listen, he's probably...
He should have kept Tim Sherwood.
Probably like the guy at Celtic, Ronnie Dowler. Lovely man, genuine, honest. But too big a job, not good for him. It was too big a job for Remy.
But they didn't support him either, did they? I mean, look at this is the example. January window. You look at Bournemouth. You look at all the teams at the bottom. Norwich. You look at Newcastle. They all went out and bought players. They thought, well, we need to stay. What did Aston Villa buy? Nothing. So that just showed they're not backing Remy Gard. They don't want to buy any more players. Even let a few go. Try and get rid of a few. That didn't happen
either.
He's
in big trouble at Bonnahor now, isn't he?
Well, I think he's a fool, really. I mean, you should know.
He's only 29,
yeah,
really.
But you should know by then, 29. I can see youngsters. I mean, Jack Grealish got a little bit of trouble. You can see that, 21. You're learning still. But 29, you're an experienced player. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing what you're doing. They just got relegated. He's an Aston Villa player through and through as well. I can't believe what he's done, really. I mean, who's his mate? You know, I can never understand.
I can never understand who
your mates are.
But you know, saying that, if you're doing hippie crack, you know,
it's
what
ridiculous.
A fool.
What's he doing?
What a tube.
Unbelievable. So, you know, he should know better. And
Tom of Jacks, Jack Wilshere.
Well, he's had
Jack's
three games now.
There.
Yeah, three
I
games.
I told you he'd be back.
Sunderland.
And that's about the bubble you owe me. I told you he'd be back. He'll be going to the Euros. Jack will
be
going.
I mean, I've read reports today that he's really happy how it's gone. He's played 90 minutes now, which is great. He's not going to be involved for the West Brom game, but he will be involved the weekend. So it's all on Arsene Wenger now to see if he wants to pick him. But after that performance against against Palace, I'll put it straight back in. I'll say, right, Jack, there you go. Last four games, you're going to play every game. Let's try and get your fitness up. And then Roy Hodgson will be delighted with that. That's another option for him. Whether he go or not, we'll have to wait and see. But
if Roy wants to see all these centre-forwards, we counted seven today, didn't we? If you go for Rashford at United, if you go for Carroll, right, you go for Sturridge.
He'd take five, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, we were working at the seven in there. If you take Rooney as well as a centre-forward.
Kane, Vardy,
yeah.
Rooney,
yeah.
Sturridge,
yeah.
And Welbeck.
By Man United.
They won't take
Rooney.
Him. They wouldn't take him.
Why wouldn't you? He's banging goals in.
Yeah, I don't think he's too young. I don't think they'll take him. I think there'd be eight midfielders. And then
you do need eight.
I mean, you're looking at Sterling, Milner ago.
Milner, no.
He had a really good game last night.
He
got man of the match.
I don't care if you're going to win.
Assists.
If you're going to win or get to semi-final World Cup, Milner's not good enough. What does he create?
Dyer. Well, he's a player that is experienced around the dressing room area.
You need better than that.
No, I think
he'll
go.
If you're going to win,
do you want to have a bottle of bubbly that Milner go?
He probably will go because Roy's very loyal.
That's
but
10. Yeah,
Milner is a decent. He's a great pro, a decent player. Has he got any magic about him? No.
Well, he's efficient. In certain games, you might want to play him just to do a job for you in the midfield. So look,
no.
Roy, he will definitely go. I'm telling you now, Milner will definitely be on that plane going to France. Whether it's the right decision or wrong decision, it's up to Roy Hodgson to make it. But he might not play. Dele Alli, Dyer play. Then you look at Sterling, at Welbeck on the left, maybe.
Where are you with Alana?
Barkley. I don't mind him. I think he's okay. He's done all right once he's in England shirt.
He's had a couple of brave pills lately.
Sometimes he does too many tricks. Sometimes he does that little Cruyff turn and then he comes back on it again. Then he does it again. Instead of just making, for centre forwards, it must be a nightmare because you make your run.
So my cartilage is gone.
You make your run.
Make
a
run,
then
get in, stop. Back it again. Go on then, put it in. Stop.
That's probably why David Beckham was perfect for a centre-forward because he gets half a yard, you know.
Yeah. The ball's going to be... And do you remember Cristiano when he first came to United?
Run. Yeah, you can make
Ronaldo,
your run.
Ronaldo, you couldn't work him out. You didn't know when he was going to put it in the box.
Exactly.
Then he changed. Then he made it more simple.
Who was the player years ago? Peter Beagrie. Remember Peter Beagrie? He had so many tricks. It's unbelievable. He beat someone and go back and beat him again.
He was great doing loop-de-loop. I don't know what else he had.
He was amazing. But it must be a forward's nightmare if you make your run and the ball don't
come
in there. So that's what Lallana's got to probably get better at. You know, making that right decision. Sometimes you have to come back on yourself, but if you get half a yard, whip it in. Whether he's not left-footed or right-footed, I think he's right-footed more, isn't he? I don't know if he can whip it in with his left football because we had Perez when I played for Arsenal. He didn't go down the byline a lot and cross it with his left. He always cut back on his right hand, right foot.
You've got to mix it up. It was like, if we go back just finally, Celtic Rangers, semi-final, the young boy Roberts, the Celtic, smashing little player, comes inside in his left foot every time. You got to go outside to come inside. Go inside a couple of times, then go outside.
Yeah.
Get the old fullback. Look, they're not the brightest fullbacks. Get them thinking.
I totally agree with you, Al. You got to mix it up. If you're a forward, you can't keep going inside, you can't keep going outside. You've got to say, you know, you've got to confuse the fullback to say, where am I going to go this time? And if you keep going, you know where he's going. It's easy for a defender, isn't it?
Okay, recap. So, Leicester to win.
I'm going to go Leicester to win this weekend. I think the crowd will get them over the line. They're missing Vardy, which is a big blow for them, but I think the other players will step up. Joe is not a bad player either. You know, he's
and the two
off.
Semi-finals, mate. You go for United and Palace, I think.
I'm going United, Palace. And I think that Everton are in dire straits, so they really are, and I think there'll be a decision very soon that he'll leave the club.
Brilliant. Top class, Ray Parler with Alan Brazil up front with Audioboom.
Brought to you by Audioboom.